I'm Henry Yap with VPR News. Both of Vermont's U.S. senators are expressing strong concerns about President Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. On Monday night, Trump named Federal Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh to fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court. Senator Patrick Leahy is the most senior member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He says Kavanaugh will have to prove that he can be a strong, independent voice on the court.
And I'm going to withhold my consent for this nominee or any other nominee who seeks to reverse 45 years of settled law protecting a woman's right to make her own health decisions, who intends to strip away insurance protection for millions of Americans with pre-existing conditions, who sides with powerful over hard-working Americans.
Meanwhile, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said he intends to work hard to defeat Kavanaugh's nomination because Sanders believes Kavanaugh will be, quote, a rubber stamp for an extreme right-wing agenda, unquote. The state will test drinking water at 10 schools in Vermont that may have used cleaning supplies that contain newly identified chemicals that pose a risk to human health. Chuck Schwer is with the Department of Environmental Conservation.
We want to test the what we think are the 10 most vulnerable schools, and we're hoping we don't find the contamination, but we think it's prudent to at least look.
The chemicals are related to PFOA, which has been detected in more than 250 wells around Bennington. Schwer says if the chemicals show up, the state will install carbon filters before students return to school. As the possibility of a strike by University of Vermont Medical Center nurses approaches, the two sides are returning to the bargaining table this afternoon. Meanwhile, union representatives say they are meeting with the medical center's chief nursing officer to go over strike logistics and discuss dealing with any situations that may arise during a strike. If a contract agreement is not reached, the union has scheduled a 48-hour nurses strike beginning Thursday at 7 a.m. And the Vermont State Treasurer's Office says the state has returned more than 17,000 unclaimed assets worth nearly $7 million to their rightful owners. The office says that's a 24% increase in the dollar amount returned over the previous fiscal year. The unclaimed property includes uncashed checks, lost valuables, forgotten security deposits, misplaced insurance policies, and investments. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, some showers or thunderstorm possible, lows in the upper 40s to the lower 60s, north to south. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the 70s and 80s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.